While Hollywood seems to be the place to be, people are slowly realizing that Hollywood isn't at all what it seems. While from the outside looking in, all people see are the glitz and glamour, once you look behind the curtains, you start to notice Hollywood is an evil, dangerous place. This is exactly what these three celebrities try to warn us about, but sadly, nobody seemed to listen. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about three celebrities who warned us about Hollyweird. But before you begin, I just wanted to ask you guys to like, comment, and subscribe so we can get this video seen by everyone who needs to see it. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. So many people are desperate to break into Hollywood. They dream of becoming a famous celebrity living the life of the stars. They see their favorite celebrities on social media showing off their exclusive lifestyle. It makes these people dream of they too making it big. The only thing is that most celebrities don't show us the unedited truth about Hollywood. The reason so many people call it Hollyweird. It's not at all the place people assume it is. If 2024 told us anything about Hollywood, is that what is shown to the public isn't what's really going on in the industry. The truth about Hollyweird is much worse, something you will realize by the end of this video. In today's episode, we will be taking a look at three celebrities who warned us about Hollyweird, starting with Justin Bieber. 2024 was the year of the truth. The world finally saw a glimpse of what's really going on in Hollyweird, and people were shocked. The celebrities that they praised so much weren't at all what they expected them to be. That's especially true for one of the biggest names in hip-hop, P. Diddy. With all the people that were being exposed in 2024, Diddy by far was the worst. Not only was he exposed for what he did to his ex-girlfriend Cassie, but it was also revealed that he took advantage of many artists in the industry, some of them being up-and-coming young boys who were trying to break into the music scene. Since this was discovered, people have speculated who were the young artists in the music industry that Diddy took advantage of. Not long after, it was rumored that one of those young victims could have been Justin Bieber, who was seen around Diddy when he was an up-and-comer. While it was never confirmed, Justin seems to warn us about Diddy and Hollywood years before Diddy was exposed. Back in 2020, Justin did an interview that I previously showed on the channel. In the interview, Justin appears depressed and states some things that now seem alarming. Justin was asked about what he thought about the artist Billie Eilish, who became famous relatively young, just like Bieber. He responded with tears in his eyes that he just wanted to protect her. He then proceeds to state how hard it was for him being that young in the industry.
I think that I was just, living in this shaming and all this sort of stuff of my past, and I wasn't able to move on.
Do you think the person that the you of then was on a path of self-destruction?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I would have, for sure. 100%, yeah. It would have been no bono. It was bad. I don't know if I'd be alive for sure. And just think about how young I was and so impressionable. And you have everybody telling me how awesome I am at all times, you know? And like,
it's like taking a kid and putting a kid in a room full of nothing but sweets.
Right.
And just saying, I'll be back in 2 days.
Exactly. I just want people to understand like psychology behind why I potentially have problems in my life.
So. With Billie Eilish, right. In her own way, dealing with this very, very public explosion of success and of attention.
It was so quick. Yeah, she's crazy. She's a superstar.
What was going through your mind when you saw that reaction?
I wanted to protect the moment. You know, I don't know how many opportunities I'm going to get. You know, we never know how many opportunities we're going to get with anybody. You know, I just wanted to be a good example. And it was hard for me being that young and being in the industry, not knowing where to turn, and everyone, you know, telling me they love me and, you know, just turn their back on you in a second. So if she ever needs me, I'm going to be here for her. But just protecting those moments, because people take for granted encounters, and I just want to protect her, you know? I don't want her to go through anything I went through, or to go through anything I went through. I wish that upon anybody. Yeah, if she ever needs me, I'm just a call away.
As you heard for yourself, you can feel the pain coming off the screen. It was clear Justin went through something horrible in the industry as a kid. He was taken advantage of in front of the world, and no one did anything. Everyone can see the depression in his eyes, and we all saw him go through this rebellious stage that people just called them out for. No one knew why Justin was acting so rebellious, and why he was getting himself in so much trouble. He was acting out because of what he was put through. It was clear he was warning Billie Eilish about the evils of Hollywood. Now knowing what we know, he was most likely warning her about the truth about the industry. and about the things Diddy allegedly did to him. Everyone ignored Justin and saw him as a whiny celebrity who was complaining about being rich and famous. Now that we can imagine what he was really put through, we know that Justin was just trying to warn us about what's really going on, but nobody listened. Recently, Bieber was plastered all over headlines because he unfollowed his longtime mentor, Usher. Usher was who initially signed him. He is also who is to blame for introducing him to Diddy. So seeing Justin unfollow Usher only further confirmed people's speculations. Another celebrity who tried to warn us about Hollyweird was no other than Lupe Fiasco. Back in the 2000s, Lupe Fiasco was one of the biggest rap stars out. He got his big break after Kanye featured him on the song Touch the Sky. He then exploded in popularity after dropping several hit songs like Kick Push and Superstar. With all the momentum, it looked like Lupe was going to be the next Kanye or Drake, but out of nowhere, his career died out and he seemed to vanish into thin air. It appeared that his time in the industry just ran out, something that happened to so many other artists. The thing that made no sense is that Lupe had the talent and the hit songs that would suggest he was a forever star. So then what happened that made him lose his mainstream popularity? Well, that all goes back to 2011 and his third studio album, Lasers, where he decided to question N11 and The Elite at the peak of his career. While Lupe Fiasco was on top of the world, he took the chance to warn us about Hollywood and The Elite, filling his music with knowledge about what's really going on in our world and how The Elite are using hip-hop to control the minds of the masses. Something that was odd coming from him, since he was a rap star himself who made plenty of mainstream music pushing that very agenda. After dropping two highly successful albums full of mainstream hits, Lupe decided to change his purpose in the world. Instead of making music to pacify the people and keep them occupied and distracted with songs about the same gimmicky hip-hop tropes, he decided to use his massive platform to wake the people up and expose the truth about Hollywood and The Elite. In his third studio album, Lasers, Lupe made songs exposing 9/11 and the New World Order. Songs like Words I Never Said asked some serious questions that the elite of our world couldn't have out there. In the song's lyrics for Never Said, Lupe asked a question about Building 7 and also rapped about the celebrities who stay silent and distract the masses, even calling out the corrupt politicians. Lupe said in the first verse of the song, "I really think the war on terror is a bunch of BS, just a poor excuse for you to use up all your bullets. How much money does it take to really make a full clip? 9/11, Building 7, did they really pull it? And a bunch of other cover-ups. Your child's future was the first thing to go with the budget cuts. If you think that hurts, then wait, here comes the uppercut. The school was garbage in the first place, that's on the up and up. Keep you at the bottom, but tease you with the upper crust. If you turn on TV, all you see is a bunch of what the Fs. Dude is dating so-and-so and blabbering about such-and-such. And that ain't Jersey Shore, homie. That's the news. And these the same people supposedly telling us the truth." In the second verse, he raps, "Just listening to Pac ain't gonna make it stop. A rebel in your thoughts ain't gonna make it halt. If you don't become an actor, you'll never be a factor. Pills with millions of side effects, take them when the pain's felt. Wash them down with diet soda, killing off your brain cells. Crooked banks around the world would gladly give you a loan today, so if you ever miss a payment, they can take your home away." He then also raps in the third verse, "I think that all the silence is worse than all the violence. Fear is such a weak emotion, that's why I despise it. We scared of almost everything, afraid to even tell the truth. So scared of what you think of me, I'm scared of even telling you. Sometimes I'm the only person I feel safe to tell it to. I'm locked inside a cell in me, and I know that there's a jail in you. Consider this your bailing out, so take a breath, inhale a few. My screams is finally getting free, and my thoughts is finally yelling through." Songs like this of Lupe warning his fans quickly put a target on his back. The industry did not appreciate an artist that made it so big begin to expose them. Lupe continued on his campaign of exposing the industry. He ended up calling out MTV on Twitter, posting several tweets calling out MTV for being the Illuminati's favorite network. He said, "Oh snap, MTV, Illuminati's favorite network, back on the attack. Why can't y'all just chill out? Salacious banality at the speed of light. I think I've been very good-natured with you. I personally know several employees of your company. You guys know me as well. I'm confused. Where is the true music journalism? What happened? Where are the honest critics of the cultural expression? For it's not about being right. It's about being hot flame over self-awareness and virtue, hedonism over self-respect, celebrity over cerebral, just like the rest of the useless vapid spectacles that pour out of our TVs and radios. What are we supposed to do learning from you? What is your point? Do you have a point beyond corporate-sponsored distractions? You are a materialistic shell of your former self that could only identify with celebrities, pageantry, and instant gratification. Corporate garbage pushing plastic lifestyles and wasteful destructive behavior into the brains of the youth of the world. Lupe kept on calling out the establishment, warning people of the control they had over them. Speaking out in interviews, calling out the establishment.
It is out there. There's a force of people that just like control everything, and money doesn't mean a damn thing. Like, there's no price to what they do. There's no value. Don't believe what Obama's doing. Don't believe like what you see in the media. The media is like, you know.
Yeah, it's an illusion. At the end of the day, it's about power and control. Yeah. You know, they control the world. You know what I'm saying? It's already there. It's just a matter of like, you know, people wanting to be aware of it, make a game out of it, do whatever. It's just, you know, people want to know what's going on. We're in the age of knowledge right now. It's all about trying to figure out what's what.
Lupe, they know that, you know, we don't read. Not just black people, but
we.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah. This section of like the world where people just don't know what's going on. They just depend on the news. They don't read. So all these losers out here at home playing video games, playing Call of Duty. The way they got it is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the negativity's out there. The money's being made. Rappers are killing each other. Rappers are beating with each other.
Rappers are going to jail.
Yeah. Almost all the rappers are going to jail. I'm not going to fucking talk about it because I don't want both of us to leave here like. Ignorance is bliss.
He also gave another interview where he talked about the New World Order and again his thoughts on 9/11.
Now, when you came out with Words I Never Said and you mentioned Building 7, I got to tell you, man, you inspired a lot of people to look up 9/11 and to investigate it. What made you, what piece of information made you look into 9/11?
It was really, you know, one of the things that always stood out for me was Building 7, because it never really got any attention. And it was really just like a question, like I said in the song. It's like, yo, did they really pull it? Because you watch like certain documentaries and you watch counter documentaries and you watch explanations and counter explanations and stuff like that. And it was just one of those outstanding things that always was like a, you know, like an elephant in the room for me.
And I wanted to bring up the New World Order. What are your thoughts about the New World Order and elites coming together in secret to consolidate power, just like the Bilderberg Group? Do you have an opinion on them?
I don't even think they come together in secret. You know, I think the New World Order is something that's deliberate and it's in the public. I do think that there's certain parts of it that are in secret simply because it's a private kind of situation. It's private individuals who hold private stake in certain parts of the world and private stake in real estate and private stake in their companies. So you'd expect things like that to be secret. I think it's a lot of the stuff that we silently allow to happen. You know, I think that we're complicit. But what you can attack and what needs to be questioned is consumerism, materialism, right? Our addictions to certain things, right? As a people, as you, me, everybody here, the people that are not here, the people that are in the offices looking down, the people in their houses, the people who are anti-protesting up the street, everybody at the end of the day is addicted to materialism. There's such a mass of people that are completely impoverished. There's a mass of people that are completely frustrated. There's a mass of people that are completely disillusioned, a mass of people that are completely uneducated about how that system works, about themselves. And it's going to reach a point, right? It's going to reach a breaking point. And when that breaking point happens, I don't want to be living in a bunker for 15 years eating dried food and, you know, and shooting at people to keep them away from my house.
Lupe was warning the people, telling them to wake up and telling them not to allow the establishment to take advantage of them. But nobody listened. Lupe's most important warning came in his 2012 underrated song called Lamborghini Angels. In Lamborghini Angels, Lupe warns us about Hollyweird, telling us that all he sees is diamond-flooded demons, and calls out not only the music industry, but also MKUltra and Hollyweird's PDF file problem. He also calls out Hollywood's connection to the occult, rapping in the first verse. With a circle on the floor, he compels them to be pure, pulls the beast out of his heart, then impales it on a sword, writes a prayer on some paper, and then he nails it to the door. Just the good of you may enter by the mercy of the Lord. Listen now to what he speaks. That's been the cursing of his cause, a seduction of his senses by the devil he adores. The unholy has him hostage, and his soul is now at war. Follow not his secret knowledge, it will bring you no reward. Shun him while in public, disallow him from your stores. Have no part in his affairs, lest his pestilence be yours. Make scoundrels of the righteous and virgins into whores. But we must still pray, that his color would be cured. In that verse, he tells us how these artists compromise their souls for fame, how they follow Lucifer's forbidden knowledge, and how they're used to corrupt the youth. Lupe was not holding back in his songs, and his career clearly paid for it. He was labeled a crazy conspiracy theorist, and his mainstream industry backing ended. Lupe was canceled before getting canceled was even a thing. The sad thing is, they canceled him for telling the truth, just like the next rapper we're going to be talking about, B.O.B. Back in 2010, B.O.B. started to see mainstream success after dropping his mega hit song, Nothing On You, featuring Bruno Mars. The song would change B.O.B.'s life forever, as he would follow up with multiple hit songs that would top the Billboard charts. Just as it seemed B.O.B. was becoming one of the mainstream chart toppers, he would disappear from the mainstream spotlight overnight. Many people to this day don't know what truly happened to his career, as this seemed like he could have been in the same lane as a J. Cole or a Kendrick Lamar. But that's not how things turned out for him. The main belief is that B.O.B. just fell off, but what truly happened to his career is awfully similar to what happened to Lupe Fiasco. While B.O.B. was making hit songs for the mainstream machine, he was loved. His career was only heading up, until he started to warn the masses about what's really going on, which cost him everything. B.O.B. kept dropping hit songs all the way until 2015, when suddenly, it appeared he fell off the map. It seemed, just like most other rappers, his career had reached its expiration date and he was just simply falling off. But according to B.O.B., this is not at all what happened to his career. According to him, the only reason his career got canceled was because he came across some information he believed the world needed to know and decided to expose it. He started calling out the Freemason elite in his music. In his song Flatline, he openly calls out the Masons when he raps, "Use your common sense. Why is NASA a part of the Department of Defense? They divided up the seas into 33 degrees, feeding kids masonry. Be careful what you read." B.O.B. decided to turn on the mainstream elite, warning us about the industry. In his Flatline Part 2 record, he continues to expose Hollywood, exposing how rappers sell out to make it. He raps, "The question, I always hear this question. How did you get in the music business? Were you let in or blessed in? I'm guessing I never signed my name in blood or sacrificed my best friend. I got as far as I can get before I hit a dead end. Sit back and let it set in." In these lyrics, he claims he never made a ritual sacrifice or took the oath, and it's the reason his career hit a dead end, implying this is what other celebrities had to do to make it. He was warning us in the song that Hollywood wasn't what people thought it was. This cost him his career and made him a laughingstock. He paid the ultimate price for turning his back on the elite. Now, they almost erased his career. This showed just how easy it is for the music industry to one day to the next take away everything they gave you, proving you never really had it to begin with. They just let you use their machine while you were pushing their agenda. The moment an artist feels the guilt and realizes they're on the wrong side, the industry takes it all away and destroys their reputation and their credibility. So many people praise Hollywood and worship these celebrities like they're gods, not knowing that these celebrities are just puppets being manipulated by the machine used to control them. People need to wake up. And these three artists tried to warn us and tried to tell people to wake up, but nobody listened. They continued to let the machine distract them from the truth and allowed themselves to be fooled just to live in the world these people made. Do not allow these celebrities to fool you. Do not allow Hollywood to consume you. These were only three celebrities who tried to warn us about Hollywood, but there were many other celebrities who warned us as well. Unfortunately, we won't be able to get to them in this episode, but if you'd like to see me do a part two to this video, let me know below. If there's any other person you would like me to cover, let me know below as well. That's it for this video. But before you guys go, I would like to politely ask you to subscribe if you're not. Please like, comment, and share this video so we can get it seen by everyone who needs to see it. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.